Hi, Adal. How was the show?
Well, it was with Matt Weinhold, who, as you know,
is a treasure, a national treasure.
He's a damn national treasure. I've known him for, these 25 years or whatever.
We never see them.
They live
and they're
a mile away.
People. He and his wife, lovely people. Fun, funny,
hilarious.
Just as nice as they can be.
Genuinely.
Why aren't they not our best friends?
I don't know.
Why aren't we roommates with them?
Why aren't we in a polyamorous relationship with the Weinhold? Because we aren't. That's why.
That's right.
Wow, this fell apart.
This
real
did
quick.
Fall. This got weird.
It's well, and why wouldn't it? Because it's holiday horror movies are his dorkdom.
Oh, that's excellent.
And I got to hear about things. Black Christmas, 1974. Bob Clark, the guy who directed Porky's
and a Christmas Story. Wow.
Yeah, and it sounded incredibly dark, and I was like, darker than Porky's. Anyway, and then we moved on. A Christmas Horror Story.
Okay.
He said he didn't like Krampus, because Krampus wasn't scary enough.
Okay.
And he wanted more Krampus in his Krampus.
Okay, yeah, you wanted more horrifying monsters.
Right, instead of, and A Christmas Horror Story 2015 has William Shatner in it.
Wow.
Right, he said that one's... it's an anthology, so it's several different stories in one.
Oh, that's fun.
There's a thing called Treevenge.
It's Treevenge.
Guess what happens?
The trees come back to life and kill people?
Uh-huh. 2008. elves, weaponized Nazi elves from 1989.
Wow.
And there was one that he was talking about, and I can't remember what it was. It was with...
I remember some...
Joan Collins.
I remember, or maybe I'm conflating two movies, but I remember that they're being in the... I feel like this was in the mid-90s, early 2000s. There was a World War I Christmas movie with zombies.
There was. He told me about that. What the hell was that? Was it Silent Night, Deadly Night?
Oh, yes. I think that's it.
84.
Oh, really? Earlier than I remembered.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, he also mentioned a movie called Big Ass Spider. I've written it down. I don't know what it means, but it's called Big Ass Spider. And I don't think that's a holiday movie, unless it's a Halloween holiday movie. And we did weed off a little bit, and I asked him about other holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, there's evil leprechauns.
He was like Spider Day. That's what Big Ass Spider is for.
Spider Day.
Spider Day.
Okay. But the Joan Collins short.
You don't believe me about Spider Day?
I don't believe you about Spider Day, but I forget what...
Where's the trust?
Well, I think we're done. It's a great episode. We got to hang out with them.